Coming up in the next hour on Morning Ireland, we'll be talking to Professor John McHale of the Fiscal Advisory Council on the pre-budget advice they're giving the government, summed up in one word, prudence. The UN High Commission for Refugees, woman in Turkey, talks to us about how they're going to look after the Kurds who've crossed, fled into Turkey from Syria at a rate of about 20,000 a day over the last 2 days. We've advice at the other end of the news spectrum, advice for anyone who suddenly has a lot of money to spend, like an €86 million lottery win. And Marty Morrissey joins Porrick from the Kerry Teams Hotel. That's in the next 60 minutes.
It's 8 o'clock on Monday, the 22nd of September. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Cathal McCullough and Gavin Jennings.
The headlines. In its pre-budget submission, the Fiscal Advisory Council urges the government to be prudent and to stick to its plan of tax rises and spending cuts. A study by the Society of Chartered Surveyors says that 35,000 new homes will be needed in Dublin between now and 2018. And Turkey has closed some of its border crossings with Syria after 100,000 Kurdish refugees fled an offensive by Islamic State militants. The news in full from Brian Jennings.
The Fiscal Advisory Council has urged the government to stick to its original plan to save €2 billion through tax increases and spending cuts in Budget 2015, despite an improving economic situation and stronger tax revenues. In a pre-budget statement published today, the independent statutory body of economists has warned against easing up on austerity. Our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Things are going well now, and the government is getting a lot more tax revenue than it expected at the start of the year. So much so that the finance minister has said the next budget could be neutral, with no more tax increases or spending cuts needed. But the Fiscal Advisory Council thinks easing back now would be dangerous. The very high government debt level, now 1.2 times the size of the economy, leaves the state finances vulnerable to shocks like recession or interest rate rises. It argues that a large part of this year's planned €2 billion adjustment should come from a mix of tax rises and spending cuts, rather than relying on extra revenue from a rising economy. It says this would leave the state far better positioned to deal with its big debt in a gradual way over time. It also warns against eroding or constraining the state's ability to raise further revenues and says a growing and ageing population will make it very hard for the state to keep control of its medium-term spending plans.
A new report on housing needs in Dublin has suggested that 35,000 new homes will be required in the capital between now and 2018 to meet demand. However, the study by the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland has said planning approval has been granted for just 26,000 homes, resulting in a shortfall of 9,000 units. Justin McCarthy reports.
This report examines the housing needs of Dublin between now and 2018. It found that there are 2,223 hectares of land zoned and potentially available for residential development in the Dublin region. The zoned land could deliver over 100,000 additional housing units if needed. According to the report, there's a minimum housing requirement of just over 35,000 housing units over the next 4 years. However, there's only granted planning permission for some 26,000 units, resulting in a shortfall of 9,000 units. The biggest housing requirement is in the Dublin City Council area, where there's demand for almost 14,000 units, but only planning permission granted for 1,200 homes. In Fingal, by contrast, there's demand for almost 10,000 units, while planning permission has been granted for almost 17,000 homes. The Society of Chartered Surveyors says a more streamlined planning process is needed to develop houses in the areas of greatest demand.
Turkey has begun to close some of its border crossings with Syria following an influx of nearly 100,000 Kurdish refugees over the weekend to escape an offensive by the self-styled militant group Islamic State. Most of the refugees were from the northern town of Kobane, which has been targeted by IS. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has said that only 2 of the 9 border posts in the area remained open. The former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has said that Western ground forces should not be ruled out in the fight against IS in Iraq and Syria. The United States and France have insisted, instead, launched airstrikes against the militants as part of an international coalition. Mr. Blair said he believed an air campaign may only contain the militant group for a time, and that ground forces would ultimately be needed.
We're already giving significant help on the ground. We're already conducting airstrikes. This is the broad alliance of nations. You know, if necessary, we shouldn't rule out, as this evolves, and if it's necessary, rule out the use of some particularly special force capabilities. My point, though, is very simple. All of our experience teaches us that unless you're prepared to fight these people on the ground, you may contain them, but you won't defeat them.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron is to host a summit of senior Conservative MPs at Chequers today to discuss plans to limit voting rights of Scottish MPs at Westminster. Mr. Cameron said that a pledge to give Scotland more powers following last week's referendum, in which 55% of people voted to remain in the United Kingdom, should go hand in hand with changing the role of Scottish politicians. However, the Labour leader Ed Miliband has opposed linking the issue with constitutional change for England. That would allow English MPs to have greater scrutiny of legislation. Ireland is to provide €600,000 as well as emergency supplies to help communities in Sierra Leone and Liberia affected by the Ebola virus. The Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs, Sean Sherlock, said the aid would include over 40 tonnes of emergency supplies, such as blankets, tents, mosquito nets and water tanks. The announcement of aid follows the ending of a three-day curfew in Sierra Leone aimed at containing the outbreak of Ebola, which has so far killed more than 2,600 people in West Africa. Officials said 22 new cases of the virus were identified during the lockdown. An American software engineering company has announced the creation of 100 new jobs in Northern Ireland. Puppet Labs, which is used by companies such as Twitter, eBay and PayPal, plans to launch a new operation in Belfast over the next 3 years. The Enterprise, Trade and Investment Minister Arlene Foster has described the investment as a significant boost to the local economy. Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past 8.